was the Mexican national anthem in the language Nahuatl, commonly known as Aztec. Nowadays, you can find many countries' national anthems in different indigenous languages, but this has not always been the case. Government's treatment of indigenous languages has generally not been a happy story. Indigenous languages seem to always have been forbidden and discouraged in different ways, until the indigenous rights movement rose in the 80s and 90s, starting the struggle for their rights. Indigenous languages and cultures were not supposed to be seen or heard. These groups were supposed to be assimilated into the nation-state, live according to the nation-state's official culture and speak the same language as everyone else. Assimilation policies dominated many governments' ways of treating these communities that were seen as an obstacle to modernization. In Norway and Sweden, it was, for example, forbidden to speak the Sami language in schools. In the U.S., the Commissioner of Indian Affairs wrote in 1887 that Native American students were not allowed to study any other language than English, a policy that stayed for about 100 years. In Latin America, the assimilation approach took the expression of educational policies that aimed at the Hispanization of indigenous communities, which continued until the 80s. For example, Nahuatl language that you heard in the beginning was spoken by over 5% of the population in Mexico in 1895. In year 2000, it had dropped to 1.5%. Once being a language of prestige and even declared the official language for the Spanish colonies by the King Philip II in 1570, it is today marginalized and mostly limited to rural areas. From being an important literary language, used in, for example, poetry and theater, it is no longer written in today's Mexico. As we can see, languages can die, and some already have. In Australia, there used to be around 200 different languages spoken by different groups. Today, only 20 of them are spoken daily. All of the Sami languages are endangered, and the Akala Sami language and Kemi Sami language are already dead. So what happens when a language disappears and dies? What is the problem with just switching to another language? It is important to remember that language is so much more than just words. It will inevitably reflect the ideas and worldview of the culture in which it is spoken. Words that express certain ideas might not be possible to translate to English or Spanish. Therefore, by killing a language, it does not only mean shame, oppression, and limiting cultural and religious practice. You can also kill ideas and perspectives, or at least the ability to express them. The assimilation policies that were common until the 80s and the 90s are now replaced by many states with formal protection of indigenous languages and efforts to revive them. However, it is still not entirely accepted to speak. As late as 2012, a teacher prohibited two schoolboys in Sweden from speaking Sami with each other on the break, saying that, "On this school, we only speak Swedish." The ideas still linger.